USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Insight on the ground on Mars.
It's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's Insight spacecraft lands on the red planet, Mars. Scott Harris, planetary geologist at the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Every bit of information that we get is exciting.
Scott and I watching the landing together on a live feed from Mission Control.
We're watching here, and obviously the flight teams, engineers, and scientists are extremely excited.
So what are we going to learn from all this?
There's no evidence of anything living at the surface of Mars today, and in fact, it'd be very difficult because the conditions are hostile to life there. But we're always trying to understand the history of Mars, primarily to understand could there have been life there in the past. That's one of the key things that everyone studying Mars, whether it's looking at the core of the mantle or looking at the rocks on the surface, looking at the history of water there, everyone is always trying to figure out that question, could there have been the conditions for life in the past?
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
He's back. Jerry Springer will preside over a brand new TV show. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
Jerry Springer will be Judge Jerry, where he'll hear testimony and render verdicts before a studio audience. NBC Universal Television Distribution announcing the half-hour court program on Monday that will debut in national syndication in the fall of next year. The 74-year-old Springer is best known for the Jerry Springer Show, in which guests loudly and often violently dole out their own brand of justice over 27 seasons. Springer began his career as a lawyer in Cincinnati. The show Judge Jerry will be recorded in Connecticut.
In medical news, the first and second genetically altered baby has been born. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A Chinese researcher claims to have produced the world's first genetically edited babies, twin girls. With an explanation, here's researcher Dr. David Eggers.
This is wild. This is an enormous step. And what the doctor did was he took sperm out of a man and put it together with an egg. This is in vitro fertilization. And then when it made an embryo, he put in this thing called CRISPR that's able to surgical precision change one up to 3 billion letters of the DNA code. And he changed the code for the HIV receptor.
The twins were named Lulu and Nana. More than 100 scientists have signed a petition calling for greater oversight on these experiments. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.